Mosquitoes and ticks are parts of the summer, so how do we best avoid them? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Lee Haynes, associate research professor in medical entomology at the University of Notre Dame, discusses.
Mosquito and tick-borne diseases pose genuine risks to Americans. In the United States, mosquitoes can spread West Nile virus, dengue fever, and even malaria, although most of the time they are just irritating nuisance spiders. However, black-legged ticks are now causing more than 80,000 cases of human Lyme disease every year. A new threat, arising from a Lone Star tick bite, can transform steak lovers into reluctant vegetarians. This tick saliva can trigger a dangerous allergy to red meat called alpha-gal syndrome. Living with alpha-gal syndrome is particularly challenging because avoiding red meat products is not easy, as they can be hidden in unexpected places, like vitamin gummies, desserts, and medications. Protecting yourself from these biting bloodsuckers starts with using a good insect repellent. Products containing 25 to 30% DEET repel both mosquitoes and ticks for up to 12 hours. There are also good alternatives to DEET, such as 30% oil of lemon eucalyptus or 20% picaridin. In addition to using repellent, eliminate all your open water containers, such as bird baths and plant dishes, so mosquitoes have no place to lay their eggs. For ticks, routinely check your skin for hitchhikers, especially after walking near fallen oak leaves and tall grasses. Adopting these precautions could significantly reduce your risk of getting bitten by mosquitoes and ticks this summer.
That was Lee Haynes of the University of Notre Dame. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.